Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Recently, mostly in live streams, ASMR live streams, I have been experiencing that I kind of like this mixing up of the two. I don't know. It does. experience and get to know new stuff. And I really like that for some reason. I mean, like, yes, change can be scary, right? Any change can be scary, but I didn't like soft-spoken before because it's keeping me from sleeping, even though it's a bit weird because I can sleep rather well when people are talking in the room. I do find it relaxing in real life, but in ASMR, I don't know why it's keeping me up. It's just not relaxing. Not as much as whispering is. But that's just me. And again, just recently, that kind of changed. Like, it isn't really, it's not. I think I just discovered that I can enjoy this. It's not like, it doesn't feel like it's a new, really new change, new thing for my brain. But I'm sorry for looking around. I'm just trying to find the right words, and my brain is weird, so whenever I'm thinking, talk to real people as well. I hope that's not weird now that I think of it. People probably think that I'm weird a lot of times, but I don't really mind. We're all a bit weird, right? We are all a bit weird sometimes. However, soft-spoken topic. So, I just recently found out that with the mix of soft-spoken, you know, just like I'm doing it right now, just like a few sentences, soft-spoken mixed up with whispering. I don't know why, but it has like the effect too, like on me, that it can. If it's like a sort of soft spoken that is working for me, which has to be like very soft, like softer than I'm doing it, but I can't. I'm trying my best, I promise. But I'm pretty sure I'm not doing the best job. But I'm trying. So, what I wanted to say is that with that, just a few sentences mixed in, soft-spoken with whispering, can increase the effect that the whispering has on me, right? It can increase tingles, or it just can. It just enhances the whispering somehow. I don't know. It feels weird. Describing it, it sounds weird, but that's just how it is, and I thought, why not try it in a video, you know? I do like to just try new things, every now and then. Today is actually my recording day, so this is my first recording of the day. It's Thursday. Today is Thursday. And I plan on, as always, record 3 videos. This is the first one. And I do have somewhat of a plan, but not really. But yeah, while I was working earlier behind the scenes stuff, I was listening to ASMR and I was like watching a stream, more like lurking. I wasn't like actively watching, but I sometimes it just slipped through. I don't know how to say but so I remembered that this was something I thought of trying out someday. Well, I was considering it the past 2 weeks or something, so it's not something I've been planning on for a long time, but, you know, my brain, my thoughts are a bit, you know, hyperactive, jumping around, especially lately. I feel like my brain is so chaotic. It's like a as if you would pile up 50 kittens and they would just like be crawling or running and jumping and all over the place, and it would be like not bad, like it's kittens, right? It's cute.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I don't know. I should try and focus on talking in a more relaxed, soft tone. Like I would read a bedtime story to my little brother. That would be a good pace. But I'm chaotic. And I don't have a script or a story that I can read. So I'm just babbling. I don't know. Whatever comes to my mind. And it's chaos. So chaotic. But situation would be that you can't hear me anyways, because you're asleep. Are you? You should be. Just kidding. I think that soft-spoken can be very nice. There's a few ASMR this artists that, like, again, I don't really like soft-spoken. It's not that I hate it, it's just most of the time I listen to ASMR to fall asleep, right? And I can't fall asleep to soft-spoken, so. And the other half or less of the time that I'm listening to somewhere is working or gaming or when I'm at my PC, basically. And most of the time then I either talk to people or I have to focus on something. And soft-spoken then has the same distracting effect on me. I don't know. It's difficult to explain. Now my brain calms down and I don't know what to talk about anymore. I hope this video doesn't have like rough parts that can wake you up. That would be the worst. Like whenever I'm rewatching one of my videos, like I rewatch so that we know what to cut out and so on. And most of the time I just close my eyes and imagine myself sleeping and I listen to the disturbance or the sound that is like a candidate for being cut out. And so I close my eyes and I imagine if I was somebody listening and I was asleep, would I be waking up from that sound or not? And that way I often decide on whether to cut something out or not, even though I gotta say most cutouts, like edits, are things that get cut out that way, correct, are something like cars or stomach sounds that I find kind of disturbing. Or if I accidentally drop something, it doesn't happen that often, but sometimes it does. And every time it scares myself so much. Obviously, I can't leave that in, but it's like a jump scare, because, I don't know, I think you know, I think I've told you before, but I wear headphones and earphones all the time because I'm listening to what I'm doing. I couldn't imagine myself not listening to the sounds I'm making. Whenever I'm like dropping something, no matter how loud it would be in the final video, while I'm recording, for me, it's even louder. It's so much louder. I have my headphones up, like very up, very much, very loud, so I can hear every single tiny little sound that I maybe need to edit out or not. Who knows? You don't know. You only see the final product. Well, that's not true. We had a no editing video one day, like didn't think about this yet, but it might be because of that. Now that I think of it, I mean, how can a brain work properly if it doesn't get enough rest? There's like, in the street that we're living at, in English, complicated. Anyways, we have multiple construction sites in the street and the other streets around. It's like one that is like especially close. It's so loud that even if we close all windows, it's like so loud. And my sleep schedule is going to bed at 4 a.m. and getting up between 10 and 12. But they start around 6 to 7 a.m., I think. And it's just so loud. Especially recently. So, I hope this will get better as they quiet down and I can get sleep again. I don't know. Do you have any recommendations for sleeping better with loud sounds going on outside? I mean, there's like, you know, things you can put in your ears, right? Out some sounds. I've tried one so far, but it's not working as much as I'd hoped for. But I will keep trying. Need to get my brain back on track with how you say it. I'm trying to use more English, like phrases and sayings. Like, not recently, but I've always been trying. I'm feeling insecure whether it's wrong or right. But I'm trying, right? It's all that counts. It's all that matters. Just keep trying. Keep trying. Sorry, that was probably a bit loud. I think I should do some spoken more often, if not in videos, maybe in a stream. Because I feel like soft-spoken is something that you can train your voice on, you know? It's kind of hard for me to switch right now. Always feels like my voice might crack and suddenly be much louder than I intended to be. But I'll just keep trying.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.